How many of you didn't come last time? Okay. 上次没有来的请举手。Okay, great. last time I've done some introduction about consciousness only school and some basic knowledge in order to understand the content of the eight consciousness. 那上次呢我是做了一些基础的这个基本介绍哈介绍了这个唯识系，唯识系是唯识的派系的内涵是什么，然后呢同时介绍一些基本常识哈，那这些基本常识是唯识学发展的基础，那我们只有唯有就是说有共同的一些背景基础之后呢，那才会比较能够了解接下来的唯识讲八识哈，它的内容是什么。So okay, I'll quickly go over. What we've talked about last time. Have you, anyone, everyone got a translation of the, get a handout? Okay. This handout is for you to keep, or you can give it back, when, I finish my talk, and every time you come, you can grab one. And I try to, my series talk, it will be based on Shifu's comment and some master's comment about this verses, delineate the eight consciousness. That's the title. And the verses is written by Vasubandhu. Okay.This person, you look at the screen, this master, you have to know about it because he is the key person for this Yoga Okachara or consciousness-only school. And I found a translation version from the internet, yet I think it's not clear enough, so I sort of revise it. Hope that you can understand the content better. Due to the translation skill I have, it may not be clear to you. So stop me anytime if you don't understand the content. Okay. So let's see. okay. Yogacara school is one of the one of three schools of Mahayana Buddhism.And from the history point of view, Mahayana Buddhism starts from the middle way, Madhyamaka. And then it developed into Yogacara, consciousness only. And then later on, Tathagatagarbha school come in. And so last time we've talked about Tathagatagarbha, and then when Jichen Vashi is here, we talk about the middle way, and now we talk about the consciousness only. okay. Oops, I did not change it again. Okay. The goal for the talk this time is to show you that... Even though we talk about all kinds of consciousness, every existence has no self. That's still preserved for all the school, all the Dharma teaching. And the second is the talk is going to show you what is the cause of suffering, and then how we transform the suffering back to the original wisdom. 那唯识学呢，它是大圣三系的其中一支哈。那从历史的角度来看呢，它是从 原始佛教的缘起性空中观开始演变，然后发展出唯识学，然后到最后的如来藏。那我们已经讲过如来藏，讲过中观了哈，所以这一系列的课程呢是要讲唯识。那我们的课程目标呢是讲这个唯识八识规矩颂呢，还是希望能够呈现出一切法无我哈，这是也是唯识学的一个目标哈。然后呢，我们藉由这个唯识学的内涵呢，来知道说，我们对诸法实有的这个错误认知，误以为是就是真我的这个错误认知，然后因为这样的错误认知所带来的烦恼哈，然后我会讲到五是一个心所哈，然后我们要怎么样，就是说，从转世成智，好，那这也是唯识学的一个目标哈，所以 basically our the eighth, the highest, the deepest consciousness, we call it the eighth consciousness, it will interact with subject and its own subject and object, and then it generates our mental reaction, and our mental reaction, when interact its environment, it will generate so-called consciousness or seeds that will store into the eighth consciousness. We will go through how this process goes. 那它主要的一个流程呢，就是说我们最根本最核心的第八识哈，最深层的第八识呢叫阿赖耶识呢哈，它怎么样跟主观客观哈，我们讲常常会讲见分跟相分，我们这边用比较平时的名词哈，就是跟主观跟客观的对象互动，然后呢跟我们的心理作用互动，然后我们的心理跟外境来产生作用的时候产生什么样的一个反应，那这些事哈，最后又存回到这个我们的种子识哈，阿赖耶识里面去。所以整个过程呢，唯识就在解释，唯识学在解释说这样整个复杂的过程它到底是怎么运作的哈，唯有了解这样的运作方式，我们才可能转世成智哈。那师父的 ，then 师父 's comment 啊，师父 expectation for this school is so you look at the goals you know every existence has no self and the cause of suffering and transform back to the wisdom and the process of our consciousness formation. Okay. And Shifu's expectation for this school is actually we need to know about our mental activity, and consciousness only is actually the Buddhist psychology. It involves very complicated yet simple process. And by understanding this consciousness only, the content of consciousness only, we will know that how we sentient beings can and start from the ignorant state and move forward to the wisdom state. And this process from sentient beings to Bodhisattva to Buddha, we will generate the wisdom and compassion for self-liberation and deliver sentient beings. Even we get to the Buddhahood, those wisdom and compassion still very useful for ourselves and also for others. 那唯识学呢，它被称为是佛教的心理学。那当然就是它牵扯了到很复杂的一些心理作用哈。那但是它也很简单，但是也很复杂哈。那我们未来会来说明哈。那师父说，禅修的人呢，要了解唯识学啊，因为呢，它可以让我们从知道说我们众生哈，怎么样从无明，然后到产生智慧，那怎么样从凡夫的阶段不断的修炼，成为菩萨，最后能够成佛。 那在这个过程当中呢，我们是自力可以得解脱，然后利他可以生慈悲哈。那即便是成佛之后呢，这个样的慈悲跟智慧呢，都是自受用，也是他受用的哈，也可以还是可以自己拿来用来利益众生。那他这样子 ，what？那个好有一个角，
那有一个角可以转啊，摔断了，你手摔断
了，不要再动了。And the core concept of consciousness only is the first dependent arising, second the nature of no self, and third everything is created by the consciousness. And we will talk about the three nature today. 那唯识学的中心思想呢，就是缘起哈。那缘起跟着就是性空，好，这是一个非常核心的思想。然后呢，一个万法唯识哈，这世界的生成其实就是我们唯识所现。那我们也讲到这个三性的部分哈。好，那 last time we talk about the original dependent origination. There's a 12th link of dependent origination, and I'm sure you probably know about it. So it starts from the ignorance, and there is a cycle, and then so we sort of rebirth in the samsara world again and again because of this dependent origination. And among this process, the best way for us to stop this circulation is from the craving. And 这个十二缘起之哈，是唯识学的一个一个基础哈，发展的基础。那这里面是就是大家知道是它从无明开始哈，然后产生一个轮回的作用哈。那这里面最好切断的其实就是从爱的这个部分去切断哈。Then we talk about the five aggregates. It has form, sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. It's also the base for this consciousness school. 那在我们上次有讲到五蕴哈。色受想行识的这样的一个心识色界跟心色心二法的互动作用呢，它也是唯识学的一个基础哈。然后我们讨论到哈十二处啊 ，we talk about 12 entrance. It's eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, thought, dharma, and this.We call it 12 entrance because all the signal or everything come through this 12 entrance and then we generate vexations. So we need to watch what happened to this 12 entrance. You sort of have a security guard to screen what should not be in and what should be in, out. And also maybe, you know, how our mental state can processcorrectly about the signal we got. 那我们讲到十二处哈，十二处就是也是十二入的意思哈。那基本上是眼耳鼻舌身意色声香味触法。那这个称为十二入呢，就是说，这是我们就是接触到这个所谓讯息的这个接收站哈。那这个讯息接收站接收进来，如果我们没有办法好好的运作它呢，那大部分就是我们烦恼的来源。好，那我们在讲唯识的时候也是希望借由就是了解我们怎么运作这个跟外境跟沉境互动的过程呢，然后让烦恼不起。好， Then we talk about 18th realm. So six consciousness, six faculties or six organs interact with six objects.And it generates six consciousness, and it totally we call it 18 realms. And this 18 realm is all in our mind. Okay. Even the object, the so-called material world, is also created by our mind. That's the basic theory from the consciousness only school. 那我们又讲到十八界哈，从六根跟六尘互动产生六识，总共六三十八哈，这十八界呢，我们就是其实就是我们的心，好，这整个是唯心所造的哈。那这也是为这个心事所造了哈，那个心此心非彼心哈。The mind here is not the true mind that we talk about in Tathagatagarbha. This mind is called consciousness. 那这就是我们的心事的这个有十八界哈。那里面呢就包含了所谓的真妄都在里面了。The true suchness and the illusion are all in these 18 realms. 好，那我们今天其实可以开始来讲哈，我待会重复哈。So today we are going to talk about the first five consciousness. Before we start, I will repeat what eight consciousnesses are. 那我会讲八识是什么哈。The definition from Wikipedia, okay. Consciousness is the quality or state of being aware of an external object or something within ourselves. Okay. 那唯识啊，这个 consciousness 哈，这个识的这个定义呢，我在 Wikipedia 里面找到呢，它是说，它是一个我们可以就是感受外在境界，或是可以知道我们自己内在的一种值。好的 quality 就是一种能力哈。那它 it has been defined as subjectivity, awareness, sentience, the ability to experience or to feel, wakefulness, having a sense of selfhood, and the executive control system of the mind. 那它里面就包括是一种主观的这种觉察，然后就是它可以去感受哈。可以去体验的，那他可以去知道有自己的，了知道有自己哈的这样的一个过程，那甚至他可以采取行动的哈，采取的控制的这个行动的这样的一个过程呢，叫做 conscious， 就是叫做是哈。所以呢 ，so the talk that we talk about， actually we。The Buddhist psychology all talk about this. Okay. And on top of that, we talk about how can we reverse the consciousness to our true nature and true wisdom. 那这里面的内容呢，我们的佛教心理学，也就是我们的唯识学都有谈到。那更进一步的呢，我们的唯识学也谈到说怎么样转世成智。转染污成为净的部分，转染成净的这个部分。OK, the whole, the key content of the consciousness school is the 100 dhammas in 5 categories. If we start from the universe is all created by the consciousness, and it divided into two types.One is called the Dharma without changing, and one is the Dharma with changing. So the Dharma without changing is when we see the nature itself, and nothing will be affected by the conditioned, and then there are six kind. But our focus will be on the one with changing.And it can further divide it into two types. There are 24 is not cognizable. For example, time. This element, we cannot feel it, touch it. It's a concept. Okay. But it affects our life. 那 在有为法里面呢，它有分为不相应跟相应。相应就是我们不相应，就是我们感受不到或是我们没有办法 去抓取的东西。比如说时间，时间 它是存在还是不存在，你又抓不到，你又测不到，然后我们会用一个东西测到，但是真正的时间它是一个观念。所以不相应法我们也在这边不讨论。 So we are not talking about the things that we cannot cognize. We talk about something we can cognize, which has two parts. One is called the form. It has five, contains five organs and six objects. And the other part, the major part, is the mind. 那相应法里面就分两部分了，一个是色法，一个是心法。那色法呢，就是有五根啊，五根跟六尘哈加在一起。那第六根的一根呢，我们把它放在心法里面。 The sixth organ we call it the mind, we put it in this part. Then, 那心法呢，有分两个，一个是八识，the mind we divide it into two parts. One is called the eight consciousness. It's called the king of the consciousness, means it control and dominate everything. And then the second part is called 51 mental factors. This will come after or with the eight consciousness. And then we generate a lot of things. Okay. 那心法呢，里面有分八识心王，想到心王就是它是主宰。那还有一个51个心锁，心锁的话就是被心锁攀缘的心锁。那51个心锁呢，常常会跟着心王的反应而来，尤其是前六识。 OK, so now we know where the eight consciousness are. Okay, it's in the 100 dharmas, in the mind dharma, and then it closely related to the 51 mental factors.那我们现在知道八识的位置在哪里，在五位白法里面呢，它在心法的位置，而且呢它跟五十一个心所有非常密切的关系。 OK, now we talk about the eight consciousness. First, if this is our mind, if this is our mind, it has the blue, the green part. I try toExpress it in a figure, okay. It has body consciousness, tongue consciousness, nose consciousness, ear consciousness, and eye consciousness. These are five consciousness, the first five consciousness. When it through the five organs, it interact with the environment and then generate the five consciousness. Five consciousness will interact with the six consciousness.And then, either store into the eight consciousness or interact with the eighth consciousness. And then the seventh consciousness will grasp the eighth consciousness as the self. So that's our eight consciousness. I will go further detailed, when I get to the sixth, seventh, and eighth consciousness.To see how much attachment we have and how we attach our body and mind as the self. And this interaction will connect it to the 51 mental factors. And we will talk about that a little bit today. Okay, now we will talk about, today we'll talk about these five consciousness today. So if you can see your hand out, I would like to read, explain the verses for you. So each verse, we have four sets of the verses. Each set, the first set talk about the first five consciousness, and the second set I will give you, pass it out when the time comes. I'll talk about the 6 and 7 and 8. So today we only talk about the first part, the first five consciousness, and it has 12 sentence. Okay, and this 12 sentence we can divide it into three parts. Okay, the first part is to describe the first five, the nature, the nature of the characteristic of the five consciousness. And the second part describe how it perceive signals. And the third part is how we transform. When we transform the five consciousness into wisdom, what would that be? Okay. 那这个八识规矩颂它有四大部分。第一部分讲前五识，第二部分讲第六识，第三部分讲第七识，最后一部分讲第八识。好，那每一个部分哈，那我今天只有先给前五识哈，那等到我们讲到后面的时候再发其他的哈。那前五识里面又可以分成三部分哈，它是讲三颂十二句哈，每一颂有四句。好，那第一颂呢是在讲说，哎，这个前五识哈，它的这个特性是什么？第二部分讲这个前五识哈，它怎么功能怎么运作的。好，那最后一个部分呢是讲说，当我们这个前五识能够转世成智的时候呢，它是什么样的一个状况？好 ，OK. Now the first part. That's I read it for you. OK. The object component, quote.Of the first five consciousness is genuine and the subject component veridical. Both can be any of the three nature. Three, quote, of the five consciousness, that means eyes, ears, and body, functioned at the first two, quote, of the night ground, quote, in the three realms. They interact with the universal mental factors,the object determined factors, mental factors, and the virtuous mental factors, as well as two intermediate secondary unwholesome factors, eight major secondary unwholesome factors, and the greed, hatred, and ignorance, which are our root, our root mental factors.Yes. I check it. It's like, you know, like, very, it's real. It's real, genuine, direct. Yeah. I check it. This is translated by the Ronald Epstein. Okay. But I change it, some of the content. Okay. 那在第一颂里面哈，他讲性净鲜亮，限量通三性哈，这就讲到三个部分了，一个是性净，一个是限量，一个是三性哈。那眼耳身三二地居，好，有三个部分呢，他在两个地方可以发现哈。那片行别净三十一，在51个心所里面呢，它包含了片行。五境哈啊，片行五个，别境五个，善心所十一个，还有呢，中二大八贪嗔痴，中随烦恼两个，大随烦恼两个，还有根本烦恼三个贪嗔痴哈，这是在讲三五识的一个特性。So now, the first is.The five consciousness first has three kinds of, usually, among the consciousness, we talk about, we will, you know, in the consciousness itself, we still can divide it into objectivity and subjectivity. I aware something. I aware my anger. Anger is my object, right? And the one I aware I'm angry is the subject. So, in consciousness, usually we can divide it. We have three kinds of states, means three types of object components. The first one is called real components, real states. It can further divide it into supreme and worldly. Okay. The so-called real is that the thing is real. What you feel, what you see is real. And what you call worldly means, you see, I have a cup here. I see it. This is real. Okay? Whatever you see is real, is not distorted, it's real. And the supreme means when people got enlightened, what they see is real. Sometimes they were told us, you know, this is illusory, but for us it's real, right? So there is another kind, but we are not talking about it today. It's, I just want to let you know the so-called real thing that we see, the object we see, divided into worldly real and or supreme, the real. 那一般来讲，我们的心事里面呢，哈，心事里面还是有能所的分别的，哈，有你可以感知的东西跟你可以感知的，哈，主观的，所以它还是有客观跟主观的，哈。那我们这边讲的境，哈，第一个字性境嘛，哈，它讲境呢，它有三种视境，就是说我们在视起功能的时候，它那个对象哈，有三种状态，三种了哈。那一种叫做性境，就是它是真实的，真实的境。好，那比如那它又分成是世俗的性境跟圣意的殊境哈。那世俗的性境就是像我们现在一般生活嘛哈，这杯子是有吧？我们看到了对不对？那看到了，在我们视里面产生有一个杯子，那它是真的。好，所以它就是性境。那圣意境呢，就是说这开悟的人看到了，佛看到了哈，啊，我们看不到，他看到真的啊。常常佛经不是说他们看到什么什么吗？哈，说这个世界是净土，有没有？对我们来讲我们看不到，对他们讲这是真的，因为他们看到了。好，那我们也没办法，因为我们不是佛，所以我们就是这个部分呢，我们就是说提到一下。那我们还是回到世俗，就是说这个东西是真的，我看到了。好，那它在我的意识里面产生，就是五识嘛，借由我的眼睛看到了这个东西，在我的五识里面产生了这个影像，然后我看到了这个 object 是真的。OK， The second one is called distorted state.It can further into divide it into two parts. Okay. One is a distorted mind. The other is distorted form. Distorted mind means actually it's your subject is your mind, is mine. Your object is still mine. Okay. But for example, our seventh consciousness.attach or grasps the eight consciousness as the true self. This is distorted because the eighth consciousness is not real, not our true nature yet, but it grasps it as the self. Then the eighth consciousness is distorted by the seventh consciousness as a self. And the easy part is the form, okay, means...The sixth consciousness distort the form perceived by the first five consciousness. For example, something, you know, in the water, in the moving water, there is a something under the water, right? We cannot see. We see the things but beneath the water, but we cannot see it clear. For example, a stone, a colorful stone under the water, and we see the water, and we know it's a stone, but we cannot see the real stone. We see the stone, right? But it's not the real shape of the stone, the real thing. It's not direct. It's covered. But we know it's a stone, so it has true part and not uncertain part. Something that is distorted. Okay. And for example, if you see a big rope, you think it's a snake. You see the rope, but you think it's a snake because it looks like the snake, like a snake that you have seen before. You know what I mean? Because your sixth consciousness misinterpreted what you perceive, and then the form got distorted, or you know, not how to say it, contaminated. 那第二个呢，叫做带直径，就是那个目标呢，哈。那个你所感知的这个镜呢，它其实是有带质，就是有杂染的，不是真正的，有杂染到了。那它又分为真带质跟四带质。那真带质就是说是心啊，我们讲心，心的部分，就是说第七识，当第七识圆第八识的时候，它执第八识的见分为我。那他就会觉得说，诶，这是真我，这就是我，这是我，还是执着那个我，我们就是一直这样执着的。所以第七跟第八都是心识嘛，齁，所以他就是心识去执心识，然后以他为我，可是他又不是真我，可是你觉得他是我，齁，他就是一种假，就是说你没有看到真的东西，可是你觉得你看到真的东西。那他里面有真的也有假的，第八识不能说都不是我，只是他有染污的我，那不是真我，因为他真跟妄都混在里面了，你把它一起叫做我，不对，因为你看不清楚什么是真的，什么是染污的啊，你全部混在一起都是真的。那我刚刚举一个例子，比如说我们看到一个石头，一个很漂亮的彩色石头在水底下，对不对？那个水是动荡的，你一看到说有一个漂亮的石头在里面，你可以确认它是石头，可是你看到的不是真正的石头，因为它也被一个东西盖住了，对不对？然后它也变形了，它也变，因为那个水的折射也变形了。好，假设我们不知道水的存在，我们就觉得我们看到的那个就是真的石头的样子。好，那就是有带质的，就是它是有染污的。好The third one is called imagined.The object is your imagination. Okay. First, I don't know how to translate it, but I get it. Memory, for example. Memory is real or not real? Memory? Not real? But it happened before, right? Yes. But I'm talking about the object.I'm talking about the object now. You memorize something, right? For example, I see the cup before, so I memorize what the cups look like. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I call imagine, because so far I did not see the cup, but I memorize.What the cups look like. Yes. It's not the cup in front of you for you to see, but I memorize the cup. Right? That's called, you know, it happened before. It was real before. Then it's stored in your brain. And then I think of it, ah, my cup, right? That's called your imagined object. The second one is called hallucination. It never is real before. For example, your dream. Your dream is not your memory, right? Right? Well, I know the theory, but if you dream of someone that you never seen before, or if in your dream you went to somewhere that you never been there before, even it could be forgotten. But we call that, you know, like your memory, your hallucination, you know, dream, all this object component. It's not real because it's not happened right now. It happened in the past, or you expect it to happen in the future. Once it's not happened right now in front of you, it's not real. Okay. 那第三个呢的你的境哈，你的视境呢是叫做独影境哈，顾名思义哈，中文就比较好讲哈。独影就是它自己产生的，它不是障境而生的哈。那它有分两种，一个是什么？一个叫做有执独影，它就是比如说记忆啦哈。所谓的有执就是说它曾经是真的啦，或它曾经部分是真的，它不是空穴来风的哈。那比如说我看过这个杯子嘛，它是真的嘛哈。我两年前看到它的是性境哦，是真的哈。啊，两年后我就忽然想起我那可爱的杯子，对不对？那我就想起来了，诶，那时候你的心事想到那个杯子的时候，你心事所缘的那个境是独影境，但是是有执独影，不是无凭无据的。好，所以我们过去的记忆啊，过去的想法哈，种种的都是一个有执独影哈。那另外一种叫做什么？无执独影，根本没有根据的，没有这个事情发生哈。我们称它龟毛兔脚，龟本来就没有毛，兔也没有脚啊，你看到了。好，那比如说我们讲最简单就是做梦嘛。好，那刚刚有人说有啊，我日有所思，我夜有所梦啊哈。假设是日有所思夜有所梦的那个也许是有执独影，但是你在做梦的当下你根本不晓得你是在做梦，因为那个梦不是真的。好，那当我们在做梦的时候呢，所产生的不管那个梦的本身就是无执独影哈，因为那个梦不是真的。那所有的梦境的一切，你去的地方，你看到的人，通通都不是真的呀，对不对？那你脑子里难道有塞一个黄石公园吗？还是说你脑子里有塞好几个人，你家小孩都塞在里面吗？没有啊，那是一个想象。所以呢，独影境它就是说，有关于过去的，好，只要不是现在发生的，现在看到的，现在听到的，前五色眼耳鼻舌身，不是现在看到听到尝到什么东西，过去的那都是代指的哈，那未来的也是代指，也是你的想象。For example, if we eat something delicious, right? And you don't have to see it. I just say lasagna. Then you start to, your water mouthing like oh, lasagna, right?And for Chinese, we know that the plum, you know, when I say plum, it's already, your body react already, right? But you didn't see plum. 好，这样子我们讲望梅止渴，有没有？讲到什么东西啊？又没有，因为你连接到过去的记忆 ，because you connect to your past memory. 因为你连接到记忆，你的身体甚至都会起反应，哈，流口水这样子。Okay, so we try to understand that in our consciousness, our object has three states, three kinds. One is real, one is distorted, one is imagined. But here the verses say that the first five consciousness, the object is real only. The six has three kinds, but the five, the first five, our ear, ear, nose, body, tongue, and eye. This five, the object component is always real. 那在我们这个八识规矩中，第一个句子就告诉我们说，前五识哈，那个五根啊，跟五境哈，产生的那个识别的作用呢，它一定是性境，它是真实的。第六识是三个都有哈，但是第前五识哈，它的对象是指一定是真实的。我们会变成虚假的哈，会变成是变性的哈，都是第六识在作祟。You know, it's all because the sixth consciousness, so we cannot see what is real is real. So we will spend more time on the sixth consciousness, but we have to memorize it. Remember that the perception of our organs, the and what we generate the, through our five organs, the consciousness, the object components are all real. 好，请记得哈，就是我们的五根跟五境产生的五识里面的它的这个境识境，好都是性境，都是真实的。So remember when we during the retreat, right?During the retreat, always the last day, 师父 brought us to go out to do what? Direct contemplation. Remember that? Direct contemplation. how it works? How we contemplate? What is called direct contemplation? We can hear, we can see. Probably it's the best two parts. You cannot test, right? You cannot touch.You can touch, but usually we choose to hear or see something. But without giving them a name, without giving them discrimination, just what you see is what you see. That's the practice. Exclude the interference from the sixth consciousness and to see what is real. Okay. 那我们师父常常在待禅期有没有最后一天都会带我们去外面做什么做直观对不对那直观的它的要领就是说你选你的五根齁看哪一个那通常我们都会选眼根或是耳根齁去听或是去看一个东西然后选一个东西固定看的时候呢师父都教我们对不对看不要给名称不要给分别对不对看什么是什么就是什么那就是在练习我们回归到我们五根哈的都是视境的回到视境的部分不要那些名相哈那些标签那些各式各样的东西都是第六识在作祟的那我们在学直观的时候就是要把那个第六识的作用把它免却然后直接用我们的五根去看真正的那个性境那直观的练习哈，它的一个基本道理也是在这边有提，可以从这边看出一点眉目来哈。Yes。Yeah, but we will talk about the sixth consciousness later, that's focus, because it's already very complicated for me to explain everything for the first five consciousness, okay? So we now we know, you know, actually our first five consciousnesses is very good. They always perceive the real things for us, but we distort it some way, the sixth consciousness. So how we practice the sixth consciousness is our major major target, okay? But we need to know what we perceive first. The second, then we talk about subject. The previous, we talk about the object component, right? Now, in the first five consciousness, how about the subject component? the component that to feel or to recognize the object. Oh, it has three modes. Three modes. Oh. Veridical again. First is called veridical. It will interact with what? The real object component. So the subjectivity and objectivity are all manifest in front of you right now. So this is called the veridical. The veridical mode. Okay. 那我们刚刚讲是视镜的部分，对不对？现在我们讲视量的部分，是讲到主观的部分哈，就是我们有一个视产生的时候，一定有一个主观跟客观嘛。好，现在讲刚刚讲那个客观是object， 先要讲主观的部分，就是了镜，去分别，去知道那个镜的那个智识叫做量，这边就是视量，就是谁去了别你的那个镜呢？好，那这个三量有三种，那第一种叫做限量，也就是说它呢去圆性境，它只能圆真的东西。好，它能圆真的东西。那也就是说，圆的那个境哈是所量，对不对？啊，我现在是能量，对不对？那能量所量的都是现前真实的东西，真正的境界不是假的。这个叫做限量。If it's partially real, or it's relatively real. We call it inferential. I'm not sure if it's okay translation. Means, analogy. Okay. So, our consciousness, we see something that is partially real,And then we also think that this is partially real. So we think that it's snake, and then when the object think that it's a it's a snake, and then we even we did not see it, we think that it's snake. Okay. So for example, it says we have seen fire before, right? The fire is burning.It generates smoke, right? Then later on, when we see smoke, we will say fire. We don't have to see the fire itself. We see the smoke. We will say, okay, it's fire. It's on fire. 那第二个的我们的会产生的这就是刚刚讲比量，就是说他看到一个东西，他推演，他推演说这个，然后推演这个就是那个。那比如说以前我们看过火嘛，齁，火烧然后就有烟，对不对？那我们就知道说火烧房子的时候都会产生烟嘛，齁啊，这已经是给我们的一个记忆了，齁。然后以后我们看到烟的时候，我们想到烧火，着火了，着火了。我们没有看到火本身，对不对？ 我们只是看到烟哦，但是我们就认为说着火了。So the subject will have this state that we, when we see smoke, we think it's on fire. Okay. The third type, the third mode is called false. So, they interact with incorrect object. It's not real at all. And then we think that it's real. The example here is, you know, you know there is a disease, the eye disease, that you will have some spot. Always you can see it. Do you know the disease? Yeah, 飞炎症. I'm not sure the English term. Exist. Yeah. You think you something, you see something. You think it's real, but it does not exist. In the previous one, inferential one, you see smoke, right? But this, nothing, nothing, but you see it. For us, some kids, they have some special ability. They can see something. When they tell parents, they say, you know, don't mention this again because nobody see it. For us, it's not real, right? But for the kids, it's real. But anyway, it's like, yes? Yeah. Well, but it's reflection. Viraj, one is reflection and the other is your hallucination, right? But if it's a hallucination and your subject part is thinking it is real and then it's false, that the is not real. Some people has psychic problem. It's not exist. Doesn't exist. Well, that's the seventh consciousness. Okay, but anyway, yes, that something you hear, something you see, is not exist. It generates from your mind. Yeah. But you know, that's tell apart the one we have to admit that because our capability, we, for normal people, we cannot hear and see something that some people can. Okay, for example, the wavelength. Last time I remember kids, that people told me that kids can hear some sound that adult cannot hear it. So they download it as their cell phone ring, and then so the school teacher cannot hear it, and they can still answer the cell phone. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Yes. So let's put this apart. You know, this is different story, okay? But this is true because we test it. We test the sound and then we play it. The kids say, it has sound, but I cannot hear it. Okay, that's real. Yes. Yeah, but we talk about he... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What Bill say is right. He said that inferential is that you see something that is there, and then you inferent to something, right? And then false one is you see something is not real, and you think it's real. You think something else, right? And that's true. That's what it says here. You know, you have to see the correct one. You have to see the correct one. But this false one is really bad, because you see something that is not real, and then you think it's real. It's upside down. And this is wrong. That's a sixth consciousness. You think that's beautiful and actually it's ugly? That's another story. It's not here. That's your interpretation already. Okay? That's the sixth consciousness. But here is the fifth. We talk about real and unreal. Okay? 那我们刚刚讲到非量齁。比量有讲嘛齁。非量它就是非眼症嘛齁。非眼症对不对，明明就没有东西，可是你就是眼睛看到一个东西一直跟着你跑来跑去的。那见到空中花眼睛揉一揉对不对，然后好像有看到什么东西齁。那我们刚刚有谈了很多齁，那 Bill 有讲到一个很重要的地点，就是说比量呢是他是有看到一个正确的齁，这边有讲齁，原正确的毒瘾镜，就是看到烟啦齁。他没有看到火，他只是看到烟，好，那他就以为有火嘛，对不对？他看到还是正确的哦，然后去推论说有火。那非量的意思就是说，你看到不正确的东西，你还以为是真的，就是你没有看到火，你也没有看到烟，然后你以为有火，那真的是就是说什么幻境，有没有？然后我们刚刚有讲到说是海市蜃楼啊。在沙漠里的海市蜃楼齁，有一部分是反射的啦齁，那个大气那个反射，有一部分真的是你饿昏了渴昏了之后你产生的幻觉，那个幻觉就是这个非量齁，它没有存在的还以为有，那根本就是颠倒嘛。那中间的比量是说啊，你把一个东西拿来对比之后觉得有这样啊，它不见得是对或是错这样子齁。那我们有无烟烧烤嘛，也是有烟嘛，没有火的。好， OK, now we clarify, one is object component and subject component. We have these three types, and the first five consciousness only have radical. Okay. If this happens, it goes to the sixth consciousness. Okay. And this has three nature. All the consciousness has three nature. Okay. 师父say, we can discuss this three nature from two point of view. One is from ethical point of view. The other is from true and false point of view. Ethical point of view, there is wholesome, unwholesome, and neutral. Okay.And these five consciousness, can be related to these three. You know, all the things we perceive, for example, fire. You know, remember, the object component is real, the subject component is real. So we see fire. Fire is wholesome or unwholesome? Neutral. Fire is fire. Cup is cup, right? And, but if the fire is burning your house, that is unwholesome, right? But how about in the winter, very cold winter? That's wholesome, right? So it got to connect it to the mental factors and connect it to the environment in order to define that it's wholesome, unwholesome, or neutral. And this first five consciousness has all these three nature. Can be this, any three of the nature. 那这个我们的五识呢 它是通三性的哈。那所谓的三性呢，三种个性特性呢，是哈，我们的心事都有这三种特性哦。不管以后我们讲到什么心事，都有三种性事哈。那从道德标准来看呢，它就是有善的、不善的跟无忌，无忌就是不善不恶的。好，那还有从真妄的角度来看，哈，就是说我们这个真性的真妄的角度来看呢，它还有另外的分别哈。所以你看哈，比如说我们讲火，对不对？那还要记得哈，这个前五识它不是跟它的视境是真的，对不对？所以我们看到有火，然后我们看到火，对不对？所以是啊，这个对象也是真的，主观的跟客观的都是真的，所以我们看到的火，对不对？那这个火呢，它到底是属于哪一种呢？火的本身它是什么？它是无忌的，它不善不恶，火就是火嘛，它只是一个 element 嘛，哈。可是如果呢，它这个火正在烧你家了，火烧家了哈，那这个火就不好，对不对？但是很寒冷的冬天有一把火，诶，它就很好嘛。好，所以这个火，就我们这个五识产生的这个五识呢，它可以是通的哈，它可以是善的，可以是不善的，可以是无忌的，就看它要跟我们哪一个心所连结。这个心所我们等一下会讲哈，就是聚起的第六识啊，聚起的那个心所是跟着什么心起升起的哈，那就会决定它是属于哪一个性的哈。Then from the truth and false point of view, it has three kinds. We are not going to talk about it in very detail. Just let you know that, you know, when we talk about the true nature, it can be three kinds. It can be pervasive. Pervasive means it's all false.And the second part is called conditional. It's called inferential. You know, so something happened and we think that is true nature. So sometimes when we meditate, you know, we think we enlightened. We see the true nature, but it's not. But you really experience something that is very, profound.And from the sutra or from something, you think that is it, but that's not it. Okay. And the third kind is called veridical, direct, real, called completed. Three nature. But we will not talk about these three parts, right now. We talk about it for the eighth consciousness, these three nature. Okay. Now we only talk about the first sentence. Now let's go fast.And these three parts, the five consciousness, three of them will function at the first two grounds in the three realm. Okay, let's look at the map here. What is three realms? The realm of desire, the realm of form, the realm of formless, if you know. Okay, each realm, the first realm, This is called the first ground. I have no space to translate. The realm of desired is the first ground. If we meditate, we can go beyond it. We get to the first ground. Okay. The first ground has six deity heaven, and human, animals, ghost, hell, all this are in the realm of desire.And the first two, you know, heaven and human are the good part. And the rest three are not that good. In this realm of desire, the first ground, all the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, all function. We are in the realm of desire. So all the six consciousnesses function. They all active.Okay. When we meditate, we go to four heavenly samadhi, called the realm of form. It has four levels of samadhi. The first, second, third, and fourth level of samadhi, heavenly samadhi. Okay. And The first heavenly samadhi, we'll call it the second ground. The total has 9 ground. Okay? And the realm of form has 4 samadhi ground, and the realm of formless another form ground. When we get to the second ground, we achieve the first heavenly samadhi, the second ground. Only eye, ear, body function, and 6, 7, 8 consciousness are functional. That means when we enter the first heavenly samadhi, when we enter samadhi, what is not function? Our tongue and what? Eye, nose. The smell and the taste, not functional. You don't feel like you want to eat. You know? And people come out from samadhi, sometimes their taste ability get to very subtle. So when we in samadhi, we actually not smelling and not tasting. Okay, so that's why the verses say, you know, only 3, eye, ear, body, will function at the second 2 grounds. They function in the both first and second grounds. But the nose and tongue only function in the first ground. Okay. 那刚刚讲的是说眼耳身三哈，眼耳身这三个事呢，只二居二地居哈，它会在两个地出现哈，就是第一地跟第二地哈。那我们这边就是把三界九地有没有？色界、欲界天、欲界、色界、无色界叫三界，它里面总共有九地哈。欲界只有一地，色界呢有四禅天，所以有四地。无色界也有四地，好，那只要超过欲界天就到第一禅天了，对不对？那超过第一禅天就到第二禅天，对不对？那我们在第一地哈，也就是说有在第一地包括六欲天人、畜生、恶鬼、地狱哈，就是这个第一地的部分呢是。前五世跟六七八世，就是八世全部都有起作用，好，但是到一禅天的时候，就是第二地的时候呢，五世里面只有眼耳身三，好，眼耳身这三个世呢有功能，还有六七八世有功能，那就是鼻世跟什么舌世是没有功能的，好，也就是说当我们入定的时候呢，其实闻呐、啊，跟尝是那叫什么？taste 好，就是你尝味道的那个尝，跟你闻香的闻呢，它是不起功能的。也就是说，你在出禅定的时候，你是不会有觉得说你闻到什么花香啊，或是说你尝到什么好吃的哈，就没有。Okay, so you know, we have to know that you know. Sometimes people say, "I enter samadhi."If you still want to eat something, you know, you smell something good, that's not samadhi, okay? So it's very good experience, but it's not the first heavenly samadhi yet, okay? 那所以很多人常常就觉得以为自己入定了哈。假设你在入定的时候，还觉得什么什么什么嘴巴怎么样啦，哈，吃东西怎么样，或是你的闻到什么花香啊，哈，那都还没有到一禅天呢。我们一般有很多 ，usually we have some shadow level of samadhi, but what I'm talking about is first level of heavenly samadhi, it's very high level of samadhi, it's not. 那我要讲是说，一般我们有很多很浅的定，有没有？那是 OK 的，你还是会有鼻跟舌的反应，但是一禅天哈是很高境界，超越欲界了哈。一禅天的时候，这个是没有功能的哈。Okay, I'm not sure if I can, but I need to go to this part first. So the second is, the first five, consciousness it has another, it connected to the part of the 51 mental factors. Okay, we list 51 mental factors, but it doesn't mean that all the consciousness has will link to all those 51 mental factors. And for this first five consciousness, it will link to first part is called universal mental factors. Universal means all the eight consciousness from 1 to 8. They all need these mental factors in order to function. Okay. 那接下来要讲说这前五识呢，好，它怎么样跟五十一个心所哈互动？他们两个他们之间的关系是什么？那第一个部分哈，讲片形啊哈，片形顾名思义就是它都普遍的哈，所以从第一识到第八识，它都需要这个五个片形的心所来产生功能。好，那这五个片形的心所是什么呢？作意处受想思。So these five, which translated first, attention, and there are different interpretation. Some people put the intention in the last, but some people put it in the first. So first, you got to have attention. For example, see. You need to have attention that something is in front of you. Then you have eye contact. Right? Contact. And then you feel a sensation. And then perception. You contact and the signal get to you. You receive and you perceive it like, oh, this is made of iron. You perceive it. And then last one, volition. You know, I need water. I like this cup of water. So I drink it. All right. So all this, have you ever happened to you that you say you did not see what you need, you should see? If you have something in your mind, you're thinking something, and people show up in front of you, you did not see it. Because you have no attention. No attention, right? Once you have attention, you have contact. But sometimes, even though you have contact, even you have attention, but you don't want to look at it. No, my wife again. Don't want to look at her. Right? You hear somebody enter the door, but you don't want to look at it. And it won't happen. This sight consciousness won't happen because you did not turn your head to see the object. You have attention, but you did not see the object. And when you see the object, but you turn toward the people, and then the signal get to you. You know, but there is something, window, blocked between you and your wife. You cannot perceive the image. And you cannot look at her. She's sad. You cannot look at the face of her sad look. Right? So you have to, got to receive the, you have to receive the signal from her, you know, the third one. I think this is, maybe I put it the wrong way. Perception first, right? And then feeling, right? Is that right? Perceiving first. You perceive first, then you have sensation, right? No. No, I'm sorry. I have to thank you for bringing up this. This last three is similar, but not the same. I will compare the five skandhas and this later on. Later on. Because five aggregate, five skandha has only five, right? 51 mental factor has more. So these are included in the five skandhas. Okay. So we are talking about the process, you know. You have attention, you have contact, eye contact, then you perceive the signal, and then you have the feeling about, you know, he's sad. And then you want to say, okay, he's sad. I need to do something. That's your thought, your volition. 那片行心所哈五个是所有是五事要产生的一个必一定要有的哈。那比如说第一个坐意哈，那坐意有的学派呢把它放成最后一个，大部分我看到的是放在第一个。那师父也选择是它是第一个，也就是说我们常常有没有视而不见？为什么没注意嘛？你常常很专心在做很多事情的时候，谁走过你面前呢？你太太先生走过你面前是没有看到的，因为你没有那个坐意，好，没有那个注意力，注意这件事情。所以当你要看、要听、要前五事要作用的时候，你第一个要有注意力，说诶，有个东西，有个目标产生了，好，然后第二个要触，就是啊，那个目标在哪里？你要去跟他接触啊。跟他接触嘛，哈，接触之后讯息进来了，你就受了，哈。比如说今天太太回来，对不对？你很可能听到他进门了，你已经有 attention 了，哈，你知道了，但是你不想看他，不想看他，对不对？又那不想看他，你就不会转头，不会转头，你就不会看到，你不会 eye contact， 你不会去看到他，你的眼睛不会跟他的这个人身的。人相接触，所以你不晓得他今天心情好不好，穿什么衣服你都不知道。但是如果你一旦触了之后，你一看讯息一进来，比如说他脸部的表情一进来之后，你就想，然后第二阶段就是想啊，他今天看起来很悲伤欸，好，然后你就开始想说，那我是不是今天带他出去吃饭，想嘛，你还没去做哦，现在只是讲到想的部分哦，就是思就是我是不是带他去吃饭呢，或是我是不是要怎样，你想要采取一个行动，想而已哈，还没有行动哈，行动是另外一个，就是说所有的五事哈要产生的时候，一定要这五个，要作意，要触，要受，要想，要思，五片心所哈。So you know, if you go home and then you can practice, you know, observe your mental activity. The first five you can practice, you know, see what you see. Most of the time we see something but the signal does not come in. And once it's not complete, this five is not complete, the first five consciousness is not complete. Okay. 。The next one is called the five object determined mental factors. You see how complicated our mind is? First, we have to make this consciousness happen. The first five universal mental factor activate already. The next will be object-determined mental factors, is called desire or intention, and decision, and mindfulness, and concentration, and wisdom. We do not have time to go about the detail, but once you say, oh, my wife is sad, maybe I should take her out for dinner. You think about it, right?Then maybe the second moment, forget about it. She's bad. She mean to me yesterday. Then you let go. Then nothing will happen, right? But you have this, if you did second, you generate desire, your consciousness connected to the object-determined mental factors generate desire. You say, I should go. I should take her out. I should take her out. I should take her out. And then next, if you make decision, you know, make decision, yeah, I got my paycheck today. Let's go. Then you make decision. And then you keep it in mind, right? Mindfulness. You keep it in mind. And then you determine, you know, concentration. You determine to do it. Then you will do it. You know, in order for us to do something, these five elements, these my five factors, you cannot escape any of it. If you only generate desire, if you make decision, but if you not concentrate or mindfulness enough, and you forget about it again before you take action, or something happened, you let go. Alright? So these five factors decide if you will take action or not. Okay? And five consciousness will link to it. I will do it very quick. 那别境五境就是说当这个五识产生的时候呢它可以连接五十一心所的另外一个叫别境。那别境的意思就是说可以发生可以不发生。好比如说哎呀我太太很悲伤了我要带她去吃饭吃晚餐好了。那下一秒钟你想说算了她昨天对我很坏。那就不会发生了。因为你一点欲都没有一点欲望带他去的吃饭的欲望都没有了只是一个想法出现然后就那所以当我们要一件事情要发生你一定要想我很想带他出去吃饭我要带他去吃饭然后接下来就是圣洁就是说 OK 我已经下定决心要带他去吃饭然后接下来你要念着他、哦、就是那个念头不能断叫做念头不能断、哦、你想说我已经决定了但是明天吧、念头断了嘛、哦、带他去吃饭的这个念头断掉了就变成明天就变后天了、哦、念一定要持续的念而且他要非常的定、哦、就是 concentrate 变非常的稳固了然后你的会就是你那个 action 就会真正的去采取行动、哦、所以我们不管做什么事情、哦我们今天任何一个一个举动也好或是任何一个决定包括我们修行也好一定要欲圣解念定慧要跟这个五个心所相应事情才会发生 So when we practice when we you know, do meditation or whatever we decided to do our five for consciousness we need to connect it to this fiveobject determine mental factors in order to make things happen. Okay. Think, we will talk about it in detail later. Time is up. Thank you very much.